Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 114, The First Rule of Being a Spiritual Entrepreneur. Now, this is actually the first rule of being an entrepreneur in general, but, we talk about the quantum age entrepreneur or the spiritual entrepreneur in my specific podcast. And that first rule is, without, beating around the bush too much, is that you kind of have to ignore your environment. And another way of saying this is not in a defiant way, but in just in a matter-of-fact way. You have to not care what anybody thinks about what you're up to. You have to not care what other people think or say about your idea or your concept. And another part of that, is that you kind of need to avoid doing too much market research. Market research is about what happened in the past. So even if you're doing market research today, you're still only researching what other people have already created and what they believe they were supposed to create under certain sets of circumstances that are no longer relevant. Trendsetters do not study market research. Instead, they go a completely different direction. That's how it becomes a trend. It starts out as something very, very novel, very different, very, potentially counterculture or counterintuitive. Now, the spiritual entrepreneur or the quantum age entrepreneur, however you want to say it, their number one goal is to create something, a business, a concept, art, or whatever it is that is inspiring and exciting to them. Following their own intuitive hit, something that is given to them, an inspiration. And it could be they're trying to problem solve something. And a lot of really successful entrepreneurs, take examples from their own site and they invent or create businesses or products to service an unmet need in their own life, and they become wildly successful. And I believe, although I haven't studied, I believe that Sarah Blakely of Spanx is one of those people who wanted to create something that she felt was missing from her own life. And, there you go. I mean, wow. And that's an overgeneralized example. And I don't usually like to use like world famous people as examples because they're a lot of times they're outliers, and using those examples, it's not really responsible. It'd be much better. It just popped in my head just now. And so that's why I used it. I think it is apt. But there's no market research involved in that. It's like studying your own life, figuring out something that is a nagging thing that you wish you always wish you had that you've never had. You can't find it in any store or there's no service that provides it. And you start a business on that. And that's some of the most successful people in the world did that. They fulfilled an unmet need. But it was also an unvoiced unmet need, and that's the key, an unvoiced unmet need. And that's the most difficult thing to do because you can't really quantify it because most people don't know that they're missing it. It might bother them, but they work around it. And I had a lady on when I was doing Global Entrepreneurs Talk Radio, and you have to forgive me, I forget her name. Her whole thing was inventing. She's an inventor and a patenter. Gosh, I wish I remember her name. She's very successful. And one of the things that she created that really put her on the map was this type of mirror in the car, like a baby mirror, to be able to watch your child in the back seat with a specific mirror that was designed especially for the one specific purpose of being able to watch your kids. You don't have to use your own mirror or whatever. And I think she became, at least a base level millionaire just off of that. And then she just went wild and created all these products for people. And that's the foundation of her success. But it was based on an unvoiced, unmet need. What's the first thing that she had to do in order to create that? It's not care what anybody thinks, not ask somebody their opinion. Just do it. Just create it. Just create it. Don't worry about, you know, and just execute it and just put it out there. And you might fail 20 times. It doesn't matter. Just keep creating. And don't worry about the market research. That's highly overrated. And definitely don't worry about the external environmental feedback from the people around you or, you know, just create it anyway. You know, one of the common misnomers is asking your group of friends or family member or people around you what they think about your idea. And the problem with that is it's always biased. You're never getting actual target market research when you do that. It's pretty much worthless unless, you know, your significant other, your spouse, is a really high level entrepreneur who understands the game. Then there could be a tremendous value, or they're just a really good critical thinker, you know, giving you good feedback. And sometimes that's the case. Sometimes a husband wife team, you know, or a partnership between two people who are also intimate partners, romantically inclined with each other. Sometimes there's a great partnership there, but generally speaking, the worst feedback you get is from your friends group or whatever, because they're not, you know, I used to do that with book covers all the time, and it was just not good feedback because they're not my target market, you know? And so they're just like saying, well, I like this cover. It was just the worst idea. You know, it took me years to really understand this is not a good idea, you know, or even book ideas, you know, bouncing them off of people that they're not your target market, you know? And it's really hard to get feedback from your target market. I mean, you can really try, but my recommendation is don't try to get feedback from your, just create it and put it out there and see, you know, if people like it. The most successful entrepreneurs aren't worried about it. They create it and they put it out to the universe. And that's how they get their feedback. Did it work? Did it not? Did people interested in it? People buy it? Do try it? You know, and then a lot of them are also really good, you know, network marketers, or not network, but good networkers and good marketers. You know, this is kind of a, you know, off the wall tangential example of this, but, you know, let's look at Dana White, kind of a crazy thing to bring up on my spiritual coaching podcast, probably. I am a UFC fan, you know, it might pull, or some people might, you know, not like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't care if they did or didn't really, but, you know, I try not to polarize myself. I definitely never want to be political, because most, you know, it's just people, it's a feeding ground for the pain by people just flailing at each other, you know, brainlessly. But you know what the thing that I, you know, you could learn from Dana White is that, I mean, he was UFC. I mean, that guy did more traveling and marketing that I think than any entrepreneur I've ever seen in my entire life, promoting the business, every podcast, every radio show, doing pressers in every single city and state across the United States and every country or in every city and country around the world. He did pressers, just always traveling and doing pressers, doing shows, doing interviews. I mean, the guy was just nonstop. And that's a great example where you become the product. Your energy and enthusiasm is your product. And in that way, sometimes you can create a trend just by your own enthusiasm of something that might not have otherwise been that popular or successful. But you make it that because of your energy. Of course, that's a whole separate podcast. I think I did an episode on that, but maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, I'll do another one. So that's pretty much it for today. It's, you know what it is? It's just not caring. Learning to not care what other people think or what the critics might say about your artwork or your book or your business, your app, your startup. Doesn't matter. You know, the only thing that matters, are you passionate about it? Are you excited about it? And do you want to build it? You know, build it, put it out there and see what happens, you know, and you might fail 15, 20 times, but if you do, then you're on the path of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, because they all did. Every single one of them failed multiple times, or they failed multiple times to get the one thing going. So they either failed with 15 or 20 different businesses or products, or they failed 15 or 20 times or 100 times trying to launch the one thing, but they stubbornly stuck to it. So, which is also, that would fit into the Dana White story, UFC story. Anyway, so that'll do it for today's episode of the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. As per always, if you're interested in having me do a workshop at your company, or you are interested in one-on-one coaching, you want to sign up for the Quantum Age Entrepreneurs 3-month one-on-one coaching program, which is where I break you through all limitation and 10X your entire life. And I mean, the results, again, you know, it's hard not to brag, but I mean, people are doing amazing things in the program. If you're interested, head on over to ChristopherPinkley.com, fill out the work with Chris. We set up a consultation. And I'm also doing the spiritual coaching single sessions as well. You know, so ask about that. I don't do consultations for that, because the consultation is the session. You know, because people generally, they just want to talk about their life. They want me to figure a few things out, unravel it, and just kind of get them, straighten them out and get them back on track, which I do, you know, I'm very good at that as well. Just, you know, unraveling everything, straightening it all out, helping you understand every single thing that's going on, where you're blocking yourself, boom, all in one single session. So I do those too. I do it both. For the Quantum Age Entrepreneurs Coaching Program, I will do a free consultation, just because it's a significant investment for doing the spiritual coaching single session, spiritual awakening single session. I do not, because it becomes the session. And next thing you know, like, the, and we talk for 30 minutes and I answered all your questions and there, you know, it's fine. But I don't do consultations for that anymore. So anyway, head on over to, either way, you head over to Work with Chris, fill out the Work with Chris form at ChristopherPinkley.com, and that'll do it for this episode, and take really good care. I'll talk to you soon.